escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This isn't a defense of the Browns and bad records and bad football. Saying that, well, what'd you want Glenn to do? Just come right out and
I'll
say,
tell you,
we're signing Bailey Zappe. No!
It is unbelievable. You know what it is? It is. I've been sitting, watching, I got like 20 minutes left of that Cowboys documentary, and every time there's a press conference or every time somebody is mic'd up, they have more audio behind the scenes of that damn team. I'm like, I can't believe we're being given this gold because we've been trained in 2025, yeah, in all these cities and in all these, in all the sports, to never get anything. Yeah. You never get anything.
Well, it's,
and I love somebody responded. It was A. Hefner on social media says, when have the Cleveland media had any breaking news ahead of the national media? And I can tell you, Daryl's had a ton on the stadium. Mary Kay, every time it starts to go south, you better pay attention to Mary Kay, because she had Odell, she had Baker before any of the national guys did. They even gave her credit for it.
That's by design, everybody.
But I will tell you, when it comes to transactions, yeah, teams are not telling local media stuff anymore. They want to leak out to Tom Pelissero so he can somehow scratch their back later. And I'm like, when's the last time Adam Schefter or Tom Pelissero, Ian Rapoport, when do they ever scratch your back? What do the Browns ever get out of giving that stuff to the national people early?
Schefter is
they just make fun of them when they're bad and they go through a coaching change or a GM change.
I said this. I remember I said this on CBS Sports Radio some years ago, and somebody texted me like, you better be careful what you're saying over there. I'm like, what? Huh? Because I said, Adam Schefter is not... I'm sure he did a lot of good journalism to get to where he is, but I mean, he's an extension of NFL PR. He announces these things. He's basically an announcer. He announces these things. They see the reaction, and then when they go up there and do their press conferences, they tailor the reaction to the reaction of the fans. That's how that works. So he's the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. He's the chosen one. He's the guy. No offense to him. I wouldn't want to have to stare at my phone 23 hours a day. He did a lot of work to get to where he is. No disrespect, but that's the way they do it now. So, there will be some things that break in locally, but, yeah, that's why you get some of the nationals, at least in the NFL. You know, basketball is a little different. Baseball is a bit different. The NFL, it is as tight as it is. That's why I'm not mad of not telling us about damn Bailey Zappe, of all things.
It's going to be funny if it doesn't even happen. Can't get to the champions post, end all champions post. Oh, you want to tell them about a quarterback that's not even here?
Oh, boy, that'd be great. Oh, my God. I would be ripping you a debt. Please, please don't sign here now. Please don't sign me now. Go away. Bailey, go somewhere else.
And now I got to
go to Canada.
Now I got to put my reputation on the line
for you, Bailey Zappe. Please, God, I will rip you and Daryl to shreds tomorrow morning.
I got
to
do a Bailey dance.
God, I would love it.
A Bailey Zappe dance.
Please, just wait. Just wait. Go to Canada. Go play for the Argonauts for a second. The hell was I going to do? Oh, yeah. Did we let the wrong guy go? Somebody in Pittsburgh thinks so. It's not necessarily who you think. This audio courtesy of the fine folks, I hope so, at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And I am stretching and stretching and stretching. And I think we have it. Do we have it? Mitch was supposed to go get it.
Where is Mitch in this whole situation?
I don't know which clip we want.
All right. Well, this is nicely produced. Mitch, what do you got for us?
So the first clip, we have an exchange between Andrew Filipponi and Aditi Kinkabala talking about a recently traded Browns quarterback.
Ooh, here we go.
Who do you think has a better chance of being an NFL starting quarterback? Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders? What would you say?
Kenny Pickett.
So then why keep Sanders over Pickett?
I can tell you, I don't want to insult anybody, but I can name starting quarterbacks in the current National Football League whose coaches have told me that Kenny Pickett is better than the guy that they are starting.
Okay, but why keep Sanders over Pickett then?
Because you used a draft pick on him. We've seen plenty of teams cut draft picks that they just drafted. There are plenty of questions associated with why you would draft a quarterback just two rounds after a quarterback that you very clearly liked so much, but that's what they did. And Andrew Berry is someone who has not been known to cut loose a guy that he just drafted. And so there you are. And now the development of these quarterbacks becomes yet another thing that Kevin Stefanski has to figure out and deal with amidst massive circus that surrounds anything and everything related to Shedeur Sanders.
McKenny, that is from Aditi.
That was a little bit surprising.
Who, you know, we just talked about who the Browns will tell things to. I mean, she had full access to the Browns doing their preseason games. She had full access to the Browns. She used the term media circus surrounding Shedeur, which you and I were like, hey, the circus hasn't even really been here. It's been elsewhere. It hasn't really been here. Aditi just brought up the circus involved with Shedeur and how hard it is to try to go through this with the four quarterbacks they had. And, you know, she did. I would say at the beginning, she said, well, they used a draft pick on Shedeur. They also used a draft pick on Kenny Pickett. I mean, they traded, and a player, it was DTR, but they traded those things to get.
They don't kick off for another week. I'm already frustrated. I'm sorry. They don't kick off for another, because I don't know what your plan is. I don't know where you're going with this. Not you, them. If he was that good, why'd you trade him for a fifth round pick? I'm serious. Can we be serious?
And if he's clearly better than Shedeur Sanders.
After they traded him, because I don't think much of Kenny Pickett.
No.
I think that's fair.
Excuse me.
I think everybody knows that. You could say it's unfair. I don't care. I don't think much of Kenny Pickett. The show doesn't think much of Kenny Pickett as a quarterback. And so when they traded him, the thing that I brought up was like, hey, man, you traded him for a fifth-round pick. So technically, I guess you got a fifth-round pick. People are calling that a win. I call that a wash. And I call it really
a waste of time.
Really, I call it a waste of time and a net negative, considering I could have just given his reps to Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. But if he's actually good, or they think he's actually good, why am I trading him away for a fifth-round pick when I could have had him in one football games with him? Could have done that. Oh, because we drafted guys? What's your plan? Not yours, theirs. What's their plan? You're trying to thread this needle. I hope everybody else sees this, right? Seriously, if you're on like I-90 right by the Burke and you're driving in, what's their plan? Glance to the lake for a second. I paid guys. I got veterans. I also got young guys. I'm trying to meld this when I have two first-round picks next year. Why did I get two first-round picks next year? Is it to win now? I got a third and a fifth-round guy who are my second and third team quarterbacks that we all believe are going to play at some point this year. 90% of Browns fans believe that those two guys are going to play this year, and another 5% believe that Deshaun Watson's even going to play for the Browns this year, or even Bailey Zappe's going to play. Bring them all through, then why are you getting rid of Kenny Pickett? If he can help you win games, if you believe that highly in him, why are we trading him for a fifth-round pick then? What is the meaning of all this? So you're either this sleeping giant that can make the playoffs this year, great, or you're this team that is trying to win enough games where you, this is really what I think the plan is. You're trying to win enough games to keep you employed, but you don't want to win enough games because you don't want to be out of the high picks for the first round of the NFL draft so you can go out and get your quarterback. Are we just trying to keep jobs? Is that what this is? Because if we're just trying to keep jobs, then they all should have been gone at the end of last year, because if your ass is on the line to begin a year, you're already gone. You know it and I know. We've done this before many times. We did it with Mike. We did it with Hugh. We did it with name your Browns coach. I mean, when you're on the line to start a season, you're already gone. They're already thinking about it because it usually doesn't go our way. Sometimes it goes a coach's way and they keep them. Like, you've seen that in college football, and then they just get rid of them when they have a bad year the year after. But in the NFL, there are guys, they get that close to the bandsaw here and there, and they become great coaches. Usually, though, you just get fired, because when you're talking, you keep bringing up the America's Team documentary. See, the winners get to tell the history. That was a dynasty there. I'm not talking about the thousands of losers who have come through that have not been good. Okay, well, give them a year, and then they're fired by week six. So what is your goal here? Because now I think a lot of fans are going, all right, you got this guy you guys won't stop talking about, but half of you guys are upset because it's a fifth-round pick. Okay, I got this other quarterback that is diminutive in size, but he knows the offense. Great. Well, I'm not drafting another head coach. I wanted to draft another quarterback. I could have drafted a guy that was going to be able to help us. You want to win games, but you don't want to win too many games now, so we can keep the guys that most of us have a bad impression of, and they have a under 50 approval rating. We want to hold on to these guys that not a lot of people like in the first place. And it's all being ran by the guy out in San Diego? What's your plan? This is all deduced from Kenny Pickett. Give me a plan, please.
Do you care, though, if Kenny Pickett's 27, does it matter that he's better than Shador? Does it matter? Like, you're still going to go with the younger guy, right?
If you're going into year six, I think it matters that he's better than Shador. Yes, I think it matters that he's better than... Did she say he's better than Dylan Gabriel?
She did not say that.
Was she willing to go that far?
But she said there are other coaches in the NFL that said that Kenny Pickett have told her, and Aditi, she's not known for... I mean, she's never going to lie about this.
Aditi's not going to lie.
Yeah.
Not a liar.
So I guarantee you she didn't necessarily say head coaches, did she? But she said there are coaches in this league that think Kenny Pickett is better. They think Kenny Pickett is better than their starting quarterback.
Then why weren't people trading for higher than a fifth-round pick for Kenny Pickett? Are we all interested in winning, or are we just getting ready for next year? Who are the other coaches in the NFL? Are they the other teams that are in the race for Lenora Sellers, Kate
right.
Klubnik,
well, that could be part of
et cetera, et cetera?
That they're in transition with their situations, just like we might be in transition with ours. We're starting a 40-year-old quarterback in week one. We're in transition. I think we all can admit that, right?
I mean, Kenny Pickett in so many ways becomes a definition for the circular plan that they have that just is a dog chasing its own tail for this year. Is it not? 216-474-0092. What should the plan for the Browns be? I want to know what the plan is, because if they were sitting on if they had another quarterback that was a sleeping giant, I'm going to take my bottom lip and I'm going to stretch it over my face, and that's going to be the end of it. Here's Aditi on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. This is an argument about Kenny Pickett.
Who do you think has a better chance of being an NFL starting quarterback? Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders? What would you say?
Kenny Pickett.
So then why keep Sanders over Pickett?
I can tell you, I don't want to insult anybody, but I can name starting quarterbacks in the current National Football League whose coaches have told me that Kenny Pickett is better than the guy that they are starting.
Okay, but why keep Sanders over Pickett then?
Because you used a draft pick on him. We've seen plenty of teams cut draft picks that they just drafted. There are plenty of questions associated with why you would draft a quarterback just two rounds after a quarterback that you very clearly liked so much, but that's what they did. And Andrew Berry is someone who has not been known to cut loose a guy that he just drafted. And so there you are. And now the development of these quarterbacks becomes yet another thing that Kevin Stefanski has to figure out and deal with amidst massive circus that surrounds anything and everything related to Shedeur Sanders.
The other side of this, out audio courtesy of our sister station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. The other side of this is that if Kenny Pickett is better than Shedeur, maybe Shedeur is just garbage, and we just haven't seen it yet. We're hoping that there's some sort of get out of jail free card with our franchise that we can get passed on a rookie contract with a young quarterback and not have to deal with the dead cap hit left over by Deshaun Watson. Where there was more videos of him, by the way, yesterday.
He is looking spry.
It's body shaping with Gallad every single day on Twitter.
Right there on the beach.
Yes. Lord.
It's him, Quincy Avery.
Every single day. Here's another video,
Ulugeta, Ken. They're just out there going through calisthenics every day.
Meanwhile, 88% of fans polled by our station right now saying, nope, don't want to see him ever again. I'm telling you, I think they see that. They had to have seen that poll and Quincy Avery sitting there going, I'll fix your wagon. Here you go. Anyway, I mean, if you're saying that Kenny Pickett's good, again, what's your plan then? What is your guys' plan? Because it's nonsensical in so many ways. Like, if you're going to do it, I hate tanking. I hate it. I don't think it works. I really don't. There's teams that they're not good, and they happen to find themselves a good quarterback, but I seriously think that there's so many times where you go out of your way to not win football games, and it ends up biting you in the ass in football. Maybe not as much in basketball, but certainly in football, I think it does. And I hate it, but man, if you're going to go one way, you got to go one way. This is such a weird, like, you're trying to win games, but you're not trying to win games. We're getting ready for the future, but we're not getting ready for the future. You brought in Kenny Pickett. You took away some reps. Okay, but if you thought that he was going to be like a line and a starter, like, we had Andrew Siciliano yesterday on the preview show, and I disagreed because he's like, well, you know, they trade him for a fifth-round pick. You know, you kick the tires on him. It's a net win. And I'm going, really, I don't know if it's a net win because I didn't think he was going to be a starter. And there was a brief conversation where me and some other people were going, well, he might have been in line to be a starter had it not been for the injury. And I'm thinking, okay, but it's still a hamstring injury. He's going to come back. It's not going to be Dak Prescott bad where he has to get surgery. At least that's not what we heard. So if he's in line to be a starter at any point sooner than later, or he could have actually won the job, why are you trading him?
Could it be, Kenny, and I am playing devil's advocate here,
arguably on the line.
Because you and I have the same feeling on him in general and what his ceiling is, and we didn't understand bringing him in to begin with, especially when a month later they go and get Joe Flacco. We didn't understand what that meant. Is this, devil's advocate, is this them understanding they've got to simplify, unclutter, declutter the quarterback room because it didn't work out? Like the way, and I know camp is different from the NFL, NFL actual regular game, you know, week preps, week in and week out. But is there a chance that they're like, you know, we had good intentions on this, but we can't have Pickett and Flacco here? Makes no sense. It gets in the way of the young quarterbacks.
Why does it make no sense? Yes, well, it does get in the way of the young quarterbacks, but if you think that that guy is flat out better than those guys, and your objective is to try to win football games because you're trying to do right by your veterans and your own job, then you're not getting rid of him for a fifth-round draft choice. I don't care about fifth-round draft choices. I don't care about him. You may use another fifth-round draft choice for Amari Cooper at some point, but you traded him for him for a reason. And when you first trade him for him, remember, he's the first guy in the room. So there had to be some intention to start the guy. So you're telling your fan base that Dillon Gabriel is better and Shador is better by getting rid of him for a fifth-round draft choice. That's what you're saying. So if he goes out and he ends up being a good quarterback for the Raiders, then you have to answer for that. Because if Joe goes out there and the wheels come off the way they seem to do at the beginning of seasons for after the beginning of seasons for Joe, and you don't get much out of Dillon and you don't get much out of Shador, and then you have this albatross of a quarterback that's basically a body-shaping video every single day, then you're going to have to answer for that. Someone's going to have to answer for that, or the fan base is going to go nuts. Or they're just going to tune you out, which is the exact opposite of what they want. So you better figure something out, because I hate doing this. Because I'm supposed to come up with a damning opinion on everything at every single point doing this. And the only thing I can do is ask more questions. And I'm not saying anything by asking more questions because I'm frustrated. Over Kenny Pickett, of all people. When Aditi says that, Aditi talks to coaches. Aditi is no liar. Now, I think that she does like Kenny Pickett. I do think that. And there might be some, I'll say, confirmation bias, because if I have a thought and a coach, an NFL coach texts me during the show and says, hey, Ken, you're right about this and Anthony's wrong.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Especially that, because I love arguing with you. But if they say that I'm right about something, yeah, I'm gonna run with that as fast as I possibly can. So maybe that's a little bit of it. There's always every NFL player, every NFL quarterback especially, has some coach that's in their corner. Mike in North Canton, home of the Vikings. He's next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think their plan is to run the ball and play defense because there's no top 10 quarterback available at this time. And why they brought him in, he got hurt, they gave up on him too fast.
Well, so yeah, to go out and win games, that's a plan. But you got the second for, because I could look at it, Mike, and thank you for the call. If Travis Hunter ends up being good, then I could go, well, Travis Hunter could have kept people distracted. Travis Hunter could have been a threat for you. If you have these two first-round picks, like it seems like that's insurance where, hey, if we win enough games, then we could still use these picks to move up. But they don't really do business like that. Remember, the same guy who was here in 16 and 17 is still here. So if you haven't done business like that, I just would like to think that you didn't think it worked the first time, or the franchise went in another direction, went and got John Dorsey. You didn't think that that was a good decision. You didn't think it was a good decision to bring in Baker Mayfield. I would think that you're probably going back to that, unless you're challenging your guideposts again. Guardrails. Larry in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think Aditi, she don't like Shador. And they just had
some stuff.
I don't think Mary Kay like him either. They were just had some stuff on Facebook, and they was talking about how the two women in Cleveland don't like him, and they always talking.
Well, Larry.
Or did they just say he's not ready to be the quarterback of a football team right now?
You got to be careful what you see on Facebook. I cannot tell you how many fake Brown stories I have seen over the last month on Facebook.
Right.
So you got to be careful if you're looking on Facebook and stuff. I don't think Aditi has anything against Shador Sanders, certainly. And I really don't think Mary Kay has anything against Shador Sanders.
Yeah. But I just, and then too, I think Kenny Pickett, you know, he was garbage. I mean, I don't even see why they even brought him in, because, you know, I would have started, in my opinion, just me, I would have went out and got any of those rookies that was in the draft and tried to start them and see what they had before I would have went and got Kenny Pickett.
See, I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way, Larry. Thank you very much for the call. I feel the same way. So, and these guys are NFL coaches. They're surely supposed to know more than me about Kenny.
Yeah, and I get it. If you are in love, and we have plenty of listeners from here and around the country that are in love with Shedeur Sanders, you're hearing us talk about Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel is the number two. You're not hearing us talk Shedeur, and that conversation is going to, is especially right up until kickoff in however many days against the Bengals, you're not going to hear anything about Shedeur because he's not ready right now, according to the Browns, according to any of the reporters. Like, nobody thinks right now Shedeur Sanders is ready to be the quarterback immediately. Now, do I think Dylan Gabriel is ready early on? I don't think he's ready either, but I haven't been there every day. And I'm not running the team. I'm not there in the rooms, in the film rooms, and in the study sessions, and, you know, all those situations. I'm not there. So I get it. You're going to be frustrated. But if you think, Kenny, these people are frustrated now, imagine if the Browns start out 0-3 and Joe Flacco is still the quarterback.
I'm not even talking about the other two the rookie quarterbacks in particular. I haven't had a chance to really say their names. I'm talking about winning, man. That's what I'm talking about. You're going into year six. You have to put something there on the scoreboard that says you guys know what you're doing. I'm hearing the guys in the afternoon debating whether or not Kevin Stefanski's a real guru when it comes to offense. And there's plenty of reasons why you would say he's not. And then outside of Cleveland, there's a bunch of people, oh, he knows his offense. He knows what he's doing. He definitely knows what he's doing. I don't know. A Browns fan would look at it and go, well, I don't know. Do they know what the hell they're doing? Do they know it? Because it just seems that people just blame the Browns for ineptitude. Well, if they're part of the ineptitude, then I'm sorry. It's blamed right on you now, isn't it? 216-474-0092. I mean, if you're telling me that it was worth it because he could have started, then why are you trading for a fifth-round pick that you might not even be able to use? Because you will no longer be employed if you lose that many games. Let that sink in for a second. If part of the argument was, hey, it was fine to bring in Kenny Pickett. It was fine to take away reps from the kids. Why? Well, he could have started. Then why are you trading him for a fifth-round pick that you might not be able to use? Eric in Akron, you're next up on the Fan.
I think the plan is to keep expectations low so that way they keep their jobs. So if Kenny Pickett really...
That's what I do every day.
I think if Kenny Pickett really was, quote-unquote, better than all the other quarterbacks in the room, well, they can't be having that. They got to get rid of that and keep expectations low so everybody thinks Andrew Berry and Stefanski's a genius. They just have bad talent and a bad roster.
Eric, it can't be that. Tell me it's not that, Eric.
I sure hope not, Ken. I really do.
Oh, God. Eric, thank you for the call. Jay in Akron. Jay, hello.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. I believe that Kenny Pickett was just an insurance policy. We looked at our roster early in the year, and Deshaun Watson was literally the only quarterback on the roster. As soon as we got Joe, Kenny was expendable. And my second thought is, I think Shedeur Sanders is our 2026 draft pick. That's the only reason they're stashing him so hard, keeping him in bubble wrap. We took a flyer on him. I figure they get him in-house, get him in camp, put a year of training on him, and let's see what happens next year.
What if they lose? What if they lose their jobs? What's going to happen?
Then the same thing that always happens. Blow it up, start over again.
So if they keep their job, say they win, how many games do you think they're going to win, Jay?
I think they're in the hunt in October. As long as they're on that graphic, that's all that matters.
Really? Okay. Because I was expecting you to say 5 wins or something like that.
No, we're going to be in the hunt because, honestly, I'm looking at the state of the league. What is the real difference between Pittsburgh and their old quarterback and us and our old quarterback? Are our rosters that dramatically different?
I mean, I've said that, you know, for how many years between us and Pittsburgh? What's the difference? Well, the difference at the end of the year is always like 5-6 wins.
Well, Jay,
it seems like they always
true story,
find
true
a
story.
Way.
Do you think they're in the hunt in October with Joe Flacco?
With Joe Flacco, yes. If Joe turns if Joe turns into a pumpkin, then yeah, we're going to do the Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, let's see what Bailey Zappi disappointment, whatever that is. But I feel like as long as Joe is upright, we're in the hunt.
I'm not trying to trap you on anything, Jay. It's because I just think we keep, I'd like to think the same way you are, Jay, and thank you for the call. I just think we keep running into a wall here. I know we got to get to about last night. Just let me say this extremely quickly, as quickly as I possibly can. If you're in the hunt with Joe, and you're in the hunt with Joe in October, well, Joe's 40 years old. So there's really no future there unless you can convince yourself, and he can convince himself he wants to play at 41. Maybe he does. But are you really going to drop the enticement of this rookie class that looks as of right now that it's going to be good? I don't think you're going to be able to do such a thing. Are you going to be able to hold on to Shador Sanders even if you do keep your job if you only win 5 games? No, you're going to want to go after one of those rookies because the enticement as of right now is just, it's just too great. So we keep, these are the best intentions for everybody, but we keep running into walls with real life.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We will get to the man of the hour from yesterday's Guardians win in just a moment, but I want to start off in Berea yesterday where head coach Kevin Stefanski talked with reporters about a number of topics, including trying to get some development from the rookie quarterbacks despite them not getting the same type of reps throughout this upcoming regular season.
Development is ongoing for rookie players, and we're extremely intentional about developing our players at all positions, certainly the quarterback position. So every minute of their day will be accounted for within the rules, don't worry. And we'll make sure that we bring them along and not just assume they're just going to get better by osmosis, which they will. They'll learn a lot from just sitting.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
in the meeting room, but we're going to make sure that we're bringing them along with extra meeting time, extra time on the field, being smart about what we do before practice, after practice, during practice, all those type of things.
It's all part of that plan that we're asking what the plan possibly is.
Yeah. Where's the draft at next year?
You know what? I don't know.
I'm at a bad place right now. Is it Pittsburgh? I think it's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're right. I think it is.
All right. Well, I mean, if we find ourselves a franchise quarterback in Pittsburgh at the draft, that's another way to zing the Steelers. Oh, I got their fans upset again yesterday on the internet. I retweeted Bob Pompeiani. It's a Pompeiani. I don't mean to be disrespectful to his last name. I know Pompeiani?
That's what I thought.
You sure?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know he's been on the air there for like 40 years, but it was all the things that the Browns have done that is bad. And I go, yeah, we still have one more playoff win since T.J. Watt's career started.
You're right. That is in Pittsburgh next year. Point State Park. I've not been there, so I don't really know what to expect for the upcoming draft next year.
They're talking about
going over to the Guardians game yesterday, a win to take the series over the Tampa Bay Rays. Nolan Jones, who, as we mentioned before, has not gone yard since July, connected in the ninth inning to
tie
the game.
Power surge, Mitch. Here we go. Ready for a stretch run.
That is home run number 4 on the season, I believe, for Jones.
There we go.
Startled me a little bit.
The man talked yesterday, and even he is kind of like, yeah, you know what? This is great. Just hasn't been my year.
I've struggled in the big leagues before. Struggled last year. Obviously, I had big plans to have a big bounce back year and help this club win, and that hasn't been the case. You know, my opportunities have been a little more limited recently. When I get those opportunities, trying to do what I can to take advantage of them and help this team win.
Did you say opportunities have been limited recently?
Who knows?
Well, yeah,
I'm not trying to be negative about him.
He's been given opportunities that I think the entire city that follows baseball is ready for him not to get those opportunities anymore.
It got to the certain point where I'm like, you know how Gabriel Arias is having trouble hitting to the left side of the field? That's all I expected from Nolan at some point this season because the guy just was not hitting for power. When you see something like that yesterday, though, that's promising, especially down this month-long stretch we're going to have of the season. We have 30 games left, and we're 66-66. It's going to take a long, a big winning streak to get into a playoff spot, but it's not impossible right now.
Went to the game yesterday?
I did.
What'd you do with the other ticket?
I just walked in and just didn't use the other ticket. Oh. It was too soon to game time for either me to sell the ticket or for
The ticket.
You wanted?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to say that, buddy boy.
Did you ask for a second ticket, or did you purchase a second ticket?
You're going to scare him, and then he's not going to be able to talk, so be careful.
I'm not scared of anything right now.
You're like a deer in the backyard.
But what was the question, Lima?
Whether or not you had asked for a second ticket.
No, I was just given a second ticket.
Don't be too loud, or he's going to run off.
Could you have been just given a third ticket, or a fourth?
I don't think so. I think this is the only one that I had gotten.
And then when you took the second ticket, you looked at it and said, whew, how is this young puppy going to find a home?
The only other option would have been to call my dad, and he lives over an hour away. And we were less than an hour from game time, so I wasn't going to make him come to a late game.
Had some nice father-son bonding.
We'll have father-son bonding this weekend when I take a quick trip home.
Well, you got an extra inning.
When you have tickets to what?
When I take a quick trip home.
Oh.
What are you going home for?
Laundry to do. The changes to make.
That actually is part of the reason why. The laundry, not the oil change.
Who's folding it?
I am.
Who's ironing it?
I am. Actually, I don't iron my shirts. No, I don't.
Do you own an iron?
I don't.
Let's move on, Mitch.
We have the Club Shay Shay podcast yesterday.
Yeah,
Ty
Lue
making an appearance alongside Shannon Sharp. And to disclose some details about the late teens Cavs regarding the LeBron James, Kyrie Irving saga and the end of it. This is what Ty Lue had to say.
I begged and pleaded. You know, Kobe.
LeBron said he begged and pleaded. Said, hey, don't trade him. He still got a year on his contract. Don't trade him.
LeBron was doing an autograph signing. Right. So I come sit next to LeBron. We sitting there, handling the phone, SportsCenter. Kyrie Irving's just been traded to the Boston Celtics. Man, LeBron dropped the marker and just lays back in his chair for about 10 minutes. Doesn't say a word. Just pissed off. LeBron was crushed. And I saw when that happened, I thought LeBron would do something different, you know, sooner than later. And that's what he did.
You believe LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland had Kyrie stayed in Cleveland?
Yes.
He also said that the Cavs probably would have won 2 or 3 more titles had the two remained in Cleveland together.
And adding that if Kevin Durant would not have been. That's a big
caveat.
Big moment of clarity there. You know, when that happened, we talked about a little bit. It just comes up. It's funny. This keeps coming up every week in the world of the NBA about Kyrie and why he was just so felt disenfranchised or wanted to be out of there, just couldn't coexist with LeBron. And I said at the time, like, can't LeBron make this right? Can't he smooth this over? And the general feeling I got from people very close to the situation was LeBron had no interest in doing that. And here it's interesting to hear Ty Lue say LeBron was mad. Well, did he do anything to try to
Well, he might have been mad, but was he interested in holding his hat in his hand and going to Kyrie? I mean, you can be mad all you want, but you can also be proud, and proud can get in the way of your anger.
And I wonder if Kyrie's act had worn thin, just like LeBron. He might have been sick and tired of being involved in trade rumors. I'm talking about Kyrie, and maybe, you know, eventually when you win a title, you feel like people can't talk to you the same way. Whatever. Kyrie's got a slew of his own problems, but what about the other end of this? It does take two sides.
We might have another podcast topic for later, because Ty Lue in that same interview also said that Michael Jordan could average 45 points in today's NBA. We're going to leave that there.
A lot of points.
Also in basketball yesterday, Dawn Staley on Candace Parker and Aaliyah Boston's podcast saying that she did interview for the Knicks job and she would have taken it.
So would you ever seriously take an NBA job?
I interviewed for the Knicks. I did. It was the same interview that everybody else that was in their candidate pool. Same thing. Went in. I mean, it was like hours in the interview. I thought I did pretty well. I was well prepared. If the Knicks would have offered me the job, I would have had to do it. Not just for me. It's for women. Just to break open that. And it's the New York Knicks. And I'm from Philly. But it's the freaking New York Knicks.
So she didn't get the Knicks job. Is there a possibility she could take another coaching job in the future?
So I was just talking to somebody.
I'm right here.
In the last week.
You come here.
About how, forget about the Becky Ham. Like, we bring up the you same familiar female names. She's the one. She's the one I
right
think
here.
NBA players would actually listen to.
You come here. Dan, make it happen. Pay everything. Make her come here. It will help sell out the building. Dawn Staley coaches Cleveland in 2028, if not sooner.
Well, you're talking WNBA, though, right?
Well, yeah, we have Kenny Atkinson with our NBA
team.
Well,
we're talking NBA.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the WNBA. I have no reason to get rid of Kenny Atkinson.
Well, if Kenny has another early exit in the playoffs this year, what would you say?
And we're going to do this?
Would you be open to it?
Ken will get a stenography out and write her a letter and get her ass up.
Great. Great. Great.
Now, she's not interviewing for WNBA jobs.
Okay.
Right. I don't think she wants WNBA jobs.
Offer only.
I mean, she's probably doing
Why
better.
Why can't she be on the WNBA job?
I think that's beneath her current position. I think there are people.
How much does she make at South Carolina?
I think Gina Auriemma would say the same thing. I think these college coaches would say that their deal in college is a better deal than what they would have in the WNBA.
She makes $4 million. What if they gave her $6 million?
All right.
Is that beneath her?
That might change the scope of that. I wonder what the Knicks would have paid her. See, the Knicks probably would have put her at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to what coaches are getting paid in the NBA.
And that's it for About Last Night.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.